Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, brought to you by Tractor Supply, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens, and national spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds program. Today is Friday, and matter of fact, it is Fun Friday, May 3rd, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and you guessed it, living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Tractor Supply.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
And you can find all the great Ware products here.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. There's a good crowd in the chat room, of course it always is, but even especially on coop giveaway days or whenever we're giving away big prizes from our sponsors. So you gotta love that. Thank you all the guests that are in the chat room and maybe first time listeners to the show. We thank you for joining us. Just to explain, if you are a first time listener of this radio show, we broadcast live Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just like you're listening right now. If you happen to miss a show, every single show, all 810 shows so far, they are all archived on iTunes.com, Podcast.com, Zoom.com, and of course here on BlogTalkRadio.com. So you can go back 4 years and listen to a show maybe on Merrick's disease if you choose to do so. I want to send a great shout out to all the people that listen to the show, both live right now, like yourself, all the ones that can access the chat room. Many of you are listening live that can't access the chat room. I apologize about that, but keep trying throughout the show. All the homeschoolers that incorporate this show in their curriculum, thank you very much for tuning in. Of course, we love you homeschoolers. All the over-the-road truck drivers we hear from that listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as you're hauling those goods across America, keep the rubber on the road. We thank you for what you do. And, of course, all of the feed and seed stores across this great land that stream this radio show live daily for their customers, we thank you very much. Hope business is doing well for you. It's a big show today. We've had great guests all week. Tuesday, we had the chicken doctor, Peter Brown, come on. Wednesday, we had Garden Wise Living with Arlena. Thursday, we had poultry scientist and professor Dr. McCray on yesterday. How awesome is that? And, of course, today is Fun Friday, and we're giving away a chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. Derek and Tracy up there in Connecticut have probably given us more coops to give away than any other sponsor. I know we've given away more coops than anybody on the planet thanks to our great sponsors. But let me just tell you a little bit about this coop. It's still top secret. I contacted Derek yesterday to see if maybe we could get a picture or some information or something about the coop. And all I can say really is this coop is top secret. It's currently got a couple of delays, okay? But as soon as these brand new coops, nobody on the planet has one. Nobody. And you're going to be the winner of the coop today, will be the winner of this brand spanking new, newly designed, here's the top secret part, Made in America, chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. How cool is that? Seriously, brand new design, brand new coop, designed from scratch, and it is in the building stages. There's been a couple of prototypes that have built. They fixed some issues about it, and so now they're going back. They've gone back to the drawing board, and they're in the process of producing these. So you can't even get one of these coops right now, even if you wanted to. Okay, so the winner of the coop, I wish I had a picture for you, top secret. I wish I had more information to give you, top secret. But the winner of this coop is going to have one of the first ones off the assembly line of these wonderful coops, newly designed by MyPetChicken.com. That's all I can say. So the winner should be extra excited. We have chosen the winner. The deadline to send your information was last night at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so how cool is that? If you didn't get it in by that time, your entry was deleted. And we went to random.org. We counted. We had hundreds of entries. We went to random.org, put in the total number. I cleaned out all the spam and all of the pages of the emails. Went to random.org. They threw out a number. We found that email, and we have our winner. So how cool is that? And so we'll be announcing the winner here shortly right here on the radio show. In fact, I think I'm going to do it first. Normally we bring on our special guest and we talk about whatever the topic may be. And we've got a great one for you today as well. And then we give away the coop. But no sitting on your hands, no biting your nails. We're probably going to do that first. And then we're going to get to our special guest today. Tracy is joining us in a little while, and she's going to be explaining and teaching us all about essential oils, okay? How they can actually... Oops, sorry about that. Let me get this message in here.
awesome. The keyboard's better, but it's still messing up on occasion, so no problems. But she's going to be teaching us all about essential oils, what they're for, how to use them, why to use them. Do we drink them? Do we eat them? Do we mix them in our food? Do we rub them all over our body? Essential oils? What's up with that? I am as green can be when it comes to essential oils. I know Peter Brown, the chicken doctor, talks about that on occasion when he's here, especially oil of oregano and using it instead of antibiotics with our chickens. Lots of proof there and studies regarding that. And so I'm anxious to hear about essential oils and what it's about, what kind can we benefit from. Do we mix it in our food? Do we mix it in our drinks? Do we chug it? Do we rub it on our body? What's up with essential oils? So you may have the same questions I do, same interest about that, about how it can keep us healthy, heal, prevent, and cure disease. We're gonna hear about that today on our radio show. So very cool. Looking definitely forward to that. So again, thank you very much for tuning in. A little bit of chickens in the news today before we get started, which I wanted to share with you. I did post this on our Facebook page over at facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. I posted it this morning. And I'll just read the post to you. As the national spokesperson for the USDA APHIS Biosecurity for Birds program, I was informed by my contact at the CDC, Center for Disease Control, that there is currently another outbreak of salmonella linked to live poultry, specifically baby chicks and baby ducklings. They're actively checking the DNA of the strain in order to trace it back to the source. And I will keep you posted as I receive more information on this outbreak. Please remember to please wash your hands after handling live poultry, including baby chicks. We talk about this every year. Baby chicks have no place in cribs and strollers and pack and plays, nothing like that. You know you want your kids to enjoy the baby chicks and have that experience. It's a very simple solution. Simple. Wash your hands. Three words. How easy is that? Preventing disease. Wash your hands. Your hands. Your children. Anybody who comes in contact with your baby chicks or your live poultry out in the backyard. Wash your hands, folks. It's that simple. So please be aware of that. There is another salmonella outbreak currently this year, a current one. And you can read about it. It's a multi-state outbreak of salmonella linked to live poultry. Again, you can read it on our Facebook page. And they're trying to do the DNA of this particular salmonella strain to find the source, what hatchery, where it was located, how many people, what states, where the birds were shipped, the whole nine yards. So we can inform you of that. Right now it's still preliminary and we're not sure. So I will let you know all about that and post it, of course, on our Facebook page as that occurs. This is information you may get from no other Facebook page out there. I'm glad that you're a fan on our Facebook page. You'll get information that you won't see in other places. I have no problems about you learning about curtains for your coop. There's a place for that. But on our website, our Facebook page, we try to give you more, I guess, pertinent information about disease and illness and recalls for feed, things like that, with my connections with everybody. So I wanted to post this first thing this morning and make sure that information got out to currently over 71,000 Facebook fans. We thank you for being a fan on Facebook. So another perk for becoming a fan on Facebook with the information that we provide. There were also a couple of chicken coop fires actually this week. The cause had not been determined, so I did not post them as coop fires caused by heat lamps because they did not actually caused by heat lamps. So I didn't post that, but there were a couple of more different coop fires, so it was interesting. So interesting there. But if they end up being caused by the heat lamps, then of course you know me, we'll be definitely posting that for you. So I hope you can tune in next week, of course. We've got great shows all lined up next week. Monday, Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. Tuesday, the 7th, next Tuesday, the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy is going to be here. I think next Wednesday, the 8th, we possibly have Prepper Penny that's going to be on. Next Thursday, Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine, and next Friday, another Fun Friday. And I just remembered in my head, so let me go ahead and let you know, all of our regular listeners that tune in here every day, we're going to move Peter Brown again, maybe to Wednesday. So we'll have a full week next week. There will be no show Monday. I'll tell you why in just a second. So next week's lineup, next week, Tuesday, the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. Wednesday, hopefully Peter Brown will be able to switch days, and Wednesday we'll have Peter Brown, the chicken doctor. Thursday, Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine, and then a Fun Friday next Friday the 10th. No show on Monday, and so we've got to get Lily is going to have a little outpatient procedure on Monday up at the medical center. So we've got that. Nothing serious, but just wanted to. It's scheduled on Monday first thing. So with dealing with all that, it's outpatient. We may be back here in time for showtime, but I don't want to press my luck. Probably not. You know how it is. Even though if we're first in line at 8 a.m. So, that yawn came out of nowhere. That was a sneak attack yawn. So I had to put myself on mute. So that's Monday. So no show this coming Monday. So because we'll be dealing with that with Lily with an outpatient procedure for her on Monday. But again, full lineup next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. How awesome is that? And so we hope you can tune in next week. Yes, today we are giving away a chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. We're very excited about that. The winner has been chosen. We will be calling them here shortly. But as you know, we've been giving away a chicken coop about every month all during 2012 and into 2013, thanks to our sponsors. This month's contest was brought to you by, of course, our really good friends, Derek and Tracy. You know them well, MyPetChicken.com. In fact, the winner of the coop today, hopefully when we call them, they will pick up. That's always fun, of course, to have them, to congratulate them live on the air. But, man, we give away so many prizes here on the show and on our Facebook page that sometimes it just seems like it's Christmas. Figured I'd be doing it before the end of the show anyway. Someone would request it or say the secret word Christmas, so I figured I'd go ahead and get that out of the way as we started the show. So, yes, it's going to seem like Christmas. Okay, who out there is ready to find out if they've won an awesome chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com? Raise your hands. Me! Alrighty, that's what we're going to do. Normally, we'll do it towards the end of the show. A little change. We're going to do it right here, right now. Bob's saying me. Lynette's me. So we'll see who's going to win this awesome coop today. Hey, password collection. For poultry protection. So you had to email me all of the secret passwords, okay? And then you had to also email me in that same email the secret phrase that was kind of embedded in the secret password. So give me just a second. I'm going to cross-check something here. Okay, just wanted to cross-check that, and let me get back up here to the information. And what we're going to do is, of course, sometimes we have you call in, but our switchboard has 50 lines. Yeah, how cool is that? 50 phone lines available. We also have the ability to call out on our switchboard, and so that's what we're going to do. So let me go ahead, and it takes a minute because we don't call out every single show, so it takes a little minute for me to pull it up and relearn and figure out how to do this on the switchboard. So give me just a second, and we've got everybody. Hey. Let's see. God love it. Okay, let me get over here, switchboard out of the chat room. Chat room is always fun. And let me get over here and pull this up. I'm going to call the number. So where's the number? Okay, here we go. Let's try this. Call out. Oh, me. Stand by. Maybe they'll answer. And the last four. Okay. Let me double check that number. Wouldn't it be crazy to call the wrong person and say, "You've won a chicken coop"? What are you talking about? Okay. All right, here we go. We're going to try this. I guess I need to find out their name. Okay, gotcha. Okay, here we go. Maybe they'll be there. Maybe they won't. We're still going to win, though.
Your call has been...
Okay, I'm going to try it again. Because, you know, sometimes they don't recognize the number and they won't pick it up. And so I'm going to call them right back and see. Maybe they couldn't get to the phone in time. So let's try it again here. Give it just a second. And like I said, I will if they don't pick up, I'll try it again a little bit later in the show. And then if they don't pick up the second round a little later, then I will just announce the winner. And post it on Facebook, and then we'll try to contact them a little later. Let's try this here.
Hello?
Yes, hey, is this Kendra?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Kendra, are you sitting down right now?
No.
You're not? Okay, well, you might want to, because my name is Andy Schneider, and I am known as the Chicken Whisperer.
No, are you serious? Oh, my God!
And I am calling you to let you know that we did receive your email in a timely manner, and you did have all of the secret passwords correct.
Oh, my gosh. And my heart is beating so fast. I need to sit.
I told you. You better sit down. And you had the phrase correctly as well, and so we added everybody that had that correct. We put in random.org, came back. You were randomly selected as the winner.
Oh, my gosh, Andy, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So, yeah, we just never know if we're going to be able to contact somebody live on the show or not. It's always so much fun for everybody, the listeners and the winners and things like that. So this is absolutely awesome.
Oh, my gosh, I'm crying.
So, yep,
that is so cool. I really thought you were a sales call, and I was like, why would a salesman ask me to sit down? That is amazing. Thank you.
We have the entire chat room is cheering for you, going congratulations and good luck and all that kind of stuff. They were all sitting on pins and needles waiting, could it be me, could it be me? And then, of course, we called you one time, and like I told them, it rang and rang and rang, and then I canceled it before, I guess, your machine picked up because it would announce the number, I guess. So that didn't happen. And then I said, you know what, guys, I'm going to call them back again because sometimes I didn't get to the phone or I didn't recognize them. So we're going to call back, and you picked up. So that was absolutely awesome.
Oh,
like
my word.
So let me tell you, you have won a brand new – I'll tell about the scoop in just a second. A brand new chicken coop from our great friends over at mypetchicken.com. Tracy and Derek over there have given away tons and tons of coops here on the show, and just about everybody who's not familiar with mypetchicken.com. But let me tell you a little bit about this coop. I was sharing it earlier on the radio show, and that this is a brand spanking new chicken coop that has not even been released yet. That's why I haven't been able to post any pictures of it, because it is I don't say it's still in development. The development stages are pretty much done, but the cool. I can't say too much about it because it's top secret. They have been working on this coop for at least a year now, and they've had a few prototypes made and produced, and then they always go back to production to try to fix this, that, or the other, or make it better, and so. They haven't even started rolling down the assembly line yet. And when I contacted Derek yesterday to say, hey, we're giving away the coop tomorrow. Do you have a picture of it yet? Any more information I can share? And he's like, we're in the final stages of production, and then we're going to start manufacturing these and getting them on. So you basically will have this very first coop. Now, one of the big pros that they've tried, and this was maybe the hardest part about getting this coop developed, is that they wanted to make the coop made in the USA. So that's a big plus. And so I knew they had everything but one little part, I think, most recently was made in the USA, but they really wanted that part to be either made or developed or manufactured as well. So that may have been delayed
trying to find. That is so cool.
So made in America, mypetchicken.com. Nobody's even seen this coop. Brand spanking new design, and you'll be having the first two or three, one of the first ones right off the assembly line as soon as they've got it.
Wow.
And package, they will be sending it right to you. I don't even know how much this thing's how much it costs, how much it's worth, nothing. That's probably still in development
it's
stages.
Priceless.
How much these so tell us a little bit about yourself. Do you currently have chickens?
I don't. We actually it's really ironic. We're in the last week of closing on our house. We live on a golf course and we're buying 12 acres. So we should have the house by the middle of June.
Okay, this is perfect timing then.
Yeah, we're going to get a little homestead. We've got two kids under the age of three.
Oh, wow.
And that was the first thing that we wanted. We said, we're going to get chickens first. And I started following all the blogs, and I found you, and I've just been learning a lot. And here's a contest, and here we are.
they say that the chickens are the gateway animal to a farm, I guess. So you start next thing you know, Kendra, it'll be goats, and then after goats, it might be sheep. Then you have a couple of milking cows out back, and the whole nine yards. So gotta love that. So this is perfect.
Yeah.
So you're buying 12 acres, you're going to have your homestead, you're going to start with chickens, and now you've got the coop to start with. And absolutely
it'll
awesome.
It'll be all like perfect timing. It's awesome.
Tell us what's not physically, but just the city and state that you're at, so they know.
Right now, we're in Olympia, Washington.
You're Washington.
And yeah. And we're just going to move to McClary, and it's probably about 20 minutes, since it's really rural out there.
Awesome.
But yeah, that's what we kind of were looking for our family, and we're just going to kind of go back to the roots. And yeah, why not have some kitchen chickens? Backdoor chicken.
Absolutely. Gotta love it. That's super. This is exciting. So glad you picked up. And again, congratulations. I'll, of course, be probably early next week. I'll connect with you via email. And
okay.
some general information. I will, of course, send all that information over to Derek at My Pet Chicken, and we will keep you updated based on when we think this coop. Hopefully, he thought it would be available by today when we give it away. Getting something like that produced for the first time has its snags.
Okay? Oh, that's awesome, so, Andy. Thank you so much.
Awesome. You're very, very welcome. Thanks for being a fan of the Chicken Whisperer. Thanks for...
absolutely. You do so much.
And congratulations. I'll be in contact next week. And congratulations on winning the chicken coop for April.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
Yes, I will. Absolutely.
And take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let me go ahead and fix that. Come on, update. Okay, there we go. Okay, perfect. So we've disconnected. All righty, so how awesome was that? Exciting. Again, sometimes we'll call the winner. It's happened in the past, and we just don't get in touch with them. And then I just announce the winner and post it on Facebook, and then you will see them on Facebook. Go, oh my gosh, I won. And, oops. There we go. And so, so the last couple of times we've had a lot of fun and the winners have picked up and exciting. And we love to do that because it catches, you know, I'm talking to you right now, listening right now. Yep. You, you're like, oh, I never win anything. I'll never win this. It's kind of like when they have a car in the mall, and you go by and fill out all that information and drop it in the car, and then all you do from there is get junk mail because you entered, if you read the back, and the fine print, or no one ever wins because of technicality. No, that doesn't happen here. Kendra was probably, oh, I'll never win. Oh, I'll enter, but I never win anything. Oh, hum-de-hum, it won't be me, all these people to dinner. But hey, it happens. You hear it firsthand here on the radio show live. It doesn't get any more live than that. So how pretty cool. So I want to say, again, like Poet's wife in the chat room, congratulations to Kendra. How cool is that? Sounds like she's going down that path that we've all, a lot of us have gone down. Moving out of the big city area, getting a homestead, getting back to the roots, providing for our family, fresh food, the whole nine yards. Now she'll have a starter coop to get started with her chickens when she gets those. That is awesome. Thank you, mypetchicken.com. I can't emphasize that enough. The majority of the coops we give away are from mypetchicken.com. Order as few as 3 baby chicks, everything you'll need to raise your chicks, information about chicks at their website. Awesome website. Derek and Tracy have known them for years. Great folks. Great website. Thank you for that. And awesome. So now that is kind of out of the way, how exciting is that? I wanted to start the show keeping my fingers crossed that we'd actually get in contact with the winner. So always fun. And I'm not sure right now. Normally I have a special announcement and say, guess what? We've got another chicken coop coming up right now. In another contest. But I've been so busy. In fact, I was sending an email today. Since March 28th, I've been on the road. My whole family with me has been on the road except for 6 days, and they were not consecutive days together, 3 days here and 3 days there. So I think since the 28th of March, the Thursday before Easter, up until this past, I think, Monday, we've been on the road. And we're here for a couple of weeks, and we hit the head out for a long weekend. Then we come back for maybe a month, and then we're hitting the other than small weekend trips with Jen's work as she returns to work off of maternity leave. We're getting ready for the tractor supply power to the poultry tour, which will be going on in late June, and that's going to be through the Carolinas. So we're really looking forward to hitting the road again, meeting our friends, meeting our fans, educating folks, spreading the chicken love. At Tractor Supplies everywhere across the country, and the second quarter tour in June will definitely be looking through the Carolinas. I'm not sure, I-20, 85, 95, in between, wherever. We're still picking the route and the stores, but I will let you know as soon as we get that tour done. So gonna definitely love it. So don't know exactly where we're going to yet in North or South Carolina. I'm not even sure. We may make a loop, go up 85 and then come down 95. And if you're within that area, or maybe down I-20 and then over to 85 and then down 95, not really sure yet. We're still kind of pinpointing where the bigger cities are and where the stores are located in those bigger cities. And we'll get that tour going on, hopefully, in June. So looking forward to that. Alrighty, like I said, our topic today is all about essential oils. And I can tell you right now, I don't know about essential oils. I think Jen was looking for some in Whole Foods in Atlanta when we lived up there for a time, and I can't even remember why she was looking for them. But you know, when you think essential oils, you're thinking, okay, well, yeah, got to get my car's oil changed, 10W40, 10W30, got to get the oil change in the tractor, or, you know, different type oregano oil, oils from herbs and things like oils from plants. So then you think oils, okay, oils, suntan oil. Are these oils, do I spread them on my body, or do I mix them in my water, like maybe apple cider vinegar? Do I put that in my water and drink it for health benefits? Do I pour some in my food while I'm making a recipe, or just add it to anything in my food so I can get those essential oils ingested? Or do you not ingest them? Do you just put – I don't know. And so and maybe you don't either. Maybe you use them every day and you love them. And but hey, we've got Tracy that I'm going to bring on the air right now, and she's going to kind of tell us at the beginning level, knowing nothing about it, except maybe seeing some posts on Facebook about essential oils and people having great success with them, what they are, how to use them, what benefits there are in the whole nine yards for the next, say, 30 minutes or so. And so let me go over here to the phone lines, and we'll bring on Tracy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Andy.
Yep, you've been a fan and friend a long time on Facebook. Hi. And I know you reached out and said, hey, would you be interested? And, of course, I definitely am. And so here we are, here you are on the show, and we are ready to learn all about this. Like I said, I'm pretty much green. Don't know the first thing about it. And so let's start very basic and tell us what they are, how we can utilize them, how they can help us. And all, are there some organic, some not organic, or some kind of dangerous, or some man-made? We just want to know all about it.
Sure. Well, thank you. First of all, I have to say I have been listening for a long time, and I always tell people everything I learned about chickens, I learned from the Chicken Whisperer. So.
Thank you. Or at least our expert guests that come on, maybe not me, but guests that we have come on the show, the true experts that the show allows to come on and educate us all of their knowledge. So, but thank you for that.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful service you provide.
Thank you.
And chickens are the gateway.
Yes.
To a lot of things, and that's kind of how I ended up going toward essential oils, was because once you kind of get used to living a more natural lifestyle and you see that connection between what you eat and the chickens that you raise and how healthy the eggs are, it gets not only is it abhorrent to think of going to the supermarket and buying those anemic eggs anymore, but it starts to make me question some of the other choices I was making for myself and my family and that kind of thing. So that's how I got led to essential oils. But everything you were saying are the exact same questions I had. I didn't know what essential oils were. I didn't know what the essential part of it meant. Does that mean you'll die without it? Like, what does that mean? But essential oils are the natural aromatic compounds found in the seeds, bark, stems, roots, flowers, and other parts of plants. So pretty much it is the self-defense and protective qualities of plants. So it's the antibacterial, antifungal, oils that the plants have in them to protect them from either when they're being brushed by animals as they're walking by. I think we're all very familiar with the oil that comes off of poison ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's very effective for that plant to keep from being disturbed. And so technically, what you get from poison ivy, that is the essential oil that's on your skin.
So if we took a plant, the first thing that popped in my mind, a dandelion, for example, and I picked a 500 dandelions out of my yard and put them in a press and then just pressed the heck out of them, I'm going to get some fluid out of that. I'm sure it's not that simple, but is that or maybe put them in a blender and blend them up to a liquid. Is that, am I on the right track
well,
there?
Well, kind of. There are two ways that essential oils can be taken out of a plant. One of them is what you described as cold pressing, and that's usually when you apply a lot of pressure to it, and that's usually reserved for the citrus fruits. So that's when you take an orange peel and you squeeze it toward a candle and you see that big burst of flame, that's the essential oil coming off of that. But for plants like flowers and the bark and the stems and things, there's a process that's a heat distillation. So it actually has to be done overheat a certain temperature for a certain plant, and it actually distills the oil out of the plant. So the oil that comes from the plant, this is the other thing, it is not oily. I expected it to be like an animal oil, you know, where it's very greasy. Essential plant oils are very crisp and clean, and when you put them on your skin, they absorb almost immediately. Again, if you go back to the poison ivy example, that's why you don't know you have poison ivy oil on your skin because it gets absorbed and you don't see it. So that's the difference. You could do it at home if you had that knowledge, but really it's not, you know, it's something that it's better off left to the experts.
Okay. That makes perfect sense to me, I guess. And so when you think about poison ivy and, oh, that's essential oil, so that when I rub up against it. And so, okay, that makes sense. And most plants you can get essential oils from, I guess, but I guess through history, through medieval times and back through American Indians, Native Americans and all, these are things that have, I guess, for forever, since the beginning of time, I guess Egypt and everywhere have been, some of these things have been known to help things.
Absolutely. And obviously certain plants are more effective than the others. You, again, going back to that poison ivy, you wouldn't want to buy essential oils from poison ivy. But it is something that, you know, man has been using, you're right, plants for healing since the beginning of time. And, you know, there's 188 references to essential oils in the Bible. So we all know about frankincense and myrrh, mm-hmm. and that's exactly what they're talking about. So there are certain plants that are more helpful for things. Again, every essential oil will have that antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial kind of qualities, but there are certain ones that are, you know, a little bit more antibacterial than others and certain ones that are more antiviral than others. So there are certain things you'll want to use for certain conditions.
I guess you wouldn't want to, unless you wanted to really get back at somebody, you probably, again, want to stay away from the poison ivy essential oils. But
Absolutely. I wouldn't trust myself with that either.
In case you have that not so nice person at work, or put a little on their chair or their keyboard, then okay, you didn't hear that from us here.
Exactly. Exactly. So there are different ways to use essential oils. And generally, there's three ways that we would use them. One would be aromatically, and that's inhaling the oils in some way. That can be as easy as unscrewing the lid and inhaling the smell. But there's also different diffusers, kind of like a humidifier, that you can put them in and, you know, diffuse them through your house. So that's the aromatic.
You get a humidifier, and then you can add them, there may be health benefits to that, but maybe just to, you could use it for that natural air freshener for that room, per se. The next thing that leads to my mind, and maybe jumping the gun here, is remember, and I guess they're still popular, but I remember there was a time a few years back that these little plug-in ceramic dishes with potpourri.
Yeah,
and so I guess that's the next thing that popped in my mind as far as utilizing it for aromatic use.
Now, that would give you the smell of the oils, but unfortunately it wouldn't give you the therapeutic benefits of the oils because the heat destroys, because the oils are a living thing. It's the same as, you know, probiotics and all that. They have living qualities to them, and so when you put them in a heater like that, it doesn't work. And you can't use them in just any humidifier, I want to say that right now, because the oils are, because they are so concentrated, they're about 50 to 70 times generally more concentrated than the herb. So if you're talking about thyme oil, it's going to be about 70 times more pure than if you would have some thyme in your kitchen. So they're very strong. And to put them in just your regular humidifier, it can actually sometimes damage the plastic and the tubing. So there are special diffusers that you can buy. There's even some really inexpensive ones. But the most basic way is just to put it, you can literally put it on a cotton ball or a cotton pad in front of a fan, you know? So that's the way to get them into the air and get the therapeutic benefits of that.
Wow. So like if I'm sorry, I may be jumping all around, but you'll say something and something will enter my mind and it may be entering a listener's mind. You talk about being many times stronger than, say, the herb. So are these oils, and we'll get into price, because I remember looking at some of these in, say, a Whole Foods store and generally like, wow, these are kind of expensive. But because they're concentrated. Now, are these wouldn't necessarily be used for cooking. I'm thinking, okay, if you're going to use these essential oils for it calls for thyme in this recipe or peppermint or whatever, one drop versus, you know, 15 cloves or something like that, or is this not dealing with cooking at all?
Actually, this kind of goes to, and you're talking about the price and that, there are different, you know, brands, different qualities of essential oils. Now, the stuff that you see sometimes on your supermarket shelf, a lot of people are familiar with tea tree oil. It's sold in even, I think, probably Walgreens-type drugstores have that. There's different qualities. Now, I have a particular brand that I'm comfortable with. It's a higher quality oil, and I know that it's 100% pure with absolutely no chemicals added. Mm-hmm. You talked about it being organic. So mm-hmm. that's the brand that I'm comfortable with. So the first thing I would want everyone to know is do your research on the brand of oil that you're choosing, and you need to be comfortable with knowing how it was made, how pure it is, if it has any additives, if it's the right plant, mm-hmm. those kind of things.
And there's a comment in the chat room, which I guess makes sense if we're trying anything new, is that East Dallas Dave, and I guess this makes sense with anything, is that if you're going to be using it, like say some people said, I use peppermint for headaches, and I'll you know kind of rub it on my temples or what have you, and it helps with my headaches a lot. I guess use a little bit first to make sure you don't have a reaction to it, or maybe use it on your hand before your face, or is that, I mean, are these... because, you know, I'm guessing essential oils and these things that are said about them are kind of like when we see things advertised on TV and they have these statements have not been proven by the
right.
FDA, blah, 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 that type of thing. I just want to make clear that we're not doctors. We're just, you know, you're sharing this information about what it is. But and then since they have posted in the chat room about, yeah, try a little bit on maybe the back of your hand before you put it on your face, things like that. And so this, like everything else, and we got a lot of listeners of the show, and so you know as well as I do that people out there are thinking, yeah, that's true, CW, but we feel like the FDA is in the pocket with Big Pharma, and Big Pharma is in the pocket with the FDA and the drug companies and all this. So these things may work, but you know they want to get a patent on it so they can make a drug out of it and then make the billions of dollars. We all know that route. We all know that that conspiracy theory and things like that may or may not be true. But so just so people know that a lot of these things that we're seeing in the chat room and whatnot may not be have proven by the FDA.
Sorry.
But let me just say this too.
Well, let me go back and tie a couple of those things together because you were talking.
Great.
So I was talking about the three methods that you would use it. One would be aromatic.
Okay.
The second would be topically. So that's using it on your skin somewhere. You can use it on the area that you have concern. So if you have a stomach ache, you can rub it on your stomach. You can also put it in other places in your body, like the bottom of your feet. The reason we do the bottom of your feet is because it has the largest pores on your skin in your body, and also because if you believe in the idea of reflexology and certain points on your feet correspond to different body systems, that's another good way to get it into your system. And I know for me, sometimes, like if you're a man and you don't want to smell like lavender, maybe you put it on the bottom of your feet, put your socks on, your shoes on, and nobody knows you're using essential oils to treat, you know, yourself for wellness. But the third way then would be internally. And so this is going to kind of tie together a couple of those things about knowing your oils. I don't recommend anybody internalize anything that they haven't checked with their healthcare provider, but you should find an oil, again, that's high quality, that you trust, and it should have supplement, you know, like the supplement facts on the side of the bottle that shows you it's okay to take internally. Now, the FDA has approved certain plants in oil form to be taken internally, but they don't go through and do every single brand and every, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
if they're saying, hey, you know, we recognize peppermint oil is okay to be taken internally, but they're not saying that, you know, Bob's peppermint oil or Dave's peppermint oil is
mm-hmm.
okay to take internally. That's kind of something the consumer has to do.
All right.
And again,
I just posted in the chat room, you can... Every drug recalled by the FDA due to mass death was first approved safe by the FDA. So just wanted to get that out there for people to think about this, that, oh,
sure.
this is drug.
And,
hey,
and even if people don't think it's a huge conspiracy, the fact is anybody can grow lavender in their backyard. There isn't, in a private industry, there isn't a lot of motivation to do a lot of testing, to do these human
mm-hmm.
trials on things to find out how effective they are. Although I did want to share, there is one website. It's obviously www.aromaticscience.com. And that is a great website that has all sorts of actual scientific studies that have been done on essential oils. So when you tell somebody, hey, you know, I heard lavender's great on a burn, and they're going, well, you know, whatever, that's just old wives' tale. You can go and show them, hey, here's an article that shows that this oil actually combats MRSA and this oil combats H1N1. You can show them actual proof.
Okay, I just posted that in the chat room there, the aromaticscience.com.
That's
Luckily,
it.
I spelled it right the first time.
And your keyboard was working.
And it was working at the time. Yeah, it seems to be a little bit better today. So.
There you go. So, yeah, so back to cooking. So if an oil is okay to take internally and you trust the brand I use is doTERRA. And so I do use it for cooking. And since it is so potent, I do sometimes just stick a little toothpick in the bottle and then swirl it in my spaghetti sauce or whatever. So, you know, you can do it. You can use it for a lot of things, and chickens being one of them. I know you mentioned that with the chicken doctor mentioning essential oils. I do use essential oils with my chickens.
Yeah.
I use it around the house for pest control. I use it around the coop for pest control. So some of the things I use are lavender is incredibly effective with red mites. Melaleuca is great for any kind of eight-legged things, so, you know, different lice and things like that, as well as peppermint. I know spiders hate peppermint. Everybody always loves to know that. You can spray some peppermint water around your doorstep and keep the spiders from coming in. It's also good for ants, just generally bugs. And doTERRA, again, that's the brand I use, has a blend called Terra Shield, and it's their bug repellent blend, and that's great to use, again, on your body. It's safe to use. There's no other chemicals, and it's also good to use around the coop and around the garden to keep the bugs away.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So that reminds me, keeping the bugs away, the say the essential oils, to put it in perspective too, the marigolds, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping the bugs away and things, and that aroma, or also, the citronella plants. I know I just saw them down here at the hardware store selling them, and you know, put them in a plant or by your back door or in the patio or whatever, trying to keep the that. So absolutely.
And it's exactly those things. And you know, when you're using any essential oils, you know, either on yourself. I know you were talking about the skin reaction. A lot of times they need to be diluted. And when you want to dilute an essential oil to use on your body, you want to use a vegetable-based oil. So coconut oil, olive oil, grapeseed oil, whatever you have around the house that's plant-based. You would just put some of that in your hand, and then I put in a drop of whatever oil I need to use on my body or on my kids, and then you kind of rub it on. So that helps dilute it. So it would always need to be diluted to use with your chickens. And obviously, again, do your research ahead of time and make sure you're okay with using that substance on your chicken. But I've seen other chicken owners who've used Melaleuca, which is tea tree oil, and frankincense applied to the wounds on their birds, like especially after bumblefoot surgery to help heal that. But again, you always want to use just a very small amount of oil in a carrier oil to get that on your chickens.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. So we got the delivery methods that we talked about, and we've talked about the different qualities. As with everything, you get what you pay for, I'm guessing.
Yes.
And you may have said this, I was so focused on something that you talked about the importance of the quality being organic. Are there man-made essential oils? I mean, it sounds kind of crazy that we're talking about peppermint and things like that, but maybe to save money, they're cheaper, they're half the price, but they're man-made, peppermint, things like that.
And I could use lavender as an example. Lavender, you know, we're all pretty familiar with the smell of lavender and that kind of thing. It's actually legal to sell essential oils that are only 3% plant material and label them as pure essential oils. It's the same thing as when you buy, you know, when you buy pure vanilla extract, you understand it's not 100% vanilla in there, that there's alcohol in that. So that's what happens with essential oils. So a lot of times they'll use chemicals like propylene glycol and different things to kind of cut the oils, and then they will add synthetic scents to make it smell more like lavender.
That propylene glycol you see in a lot of deodorant, I think.
I make my own deodorant now, Andy, of course, with using my essential oils.
That's awesome. Very cool. We try to get, we've been buying deodorant that has no aluminum in it for years, with looking at some of the studies that might cause breast cancer in women with deodorant right there. Anyway, it could be rumor, could be myth, could be factual, but hey, we're just one of those things that we've been doing for years, buying deodorant with no aluminum in it. So give us, so we've covered all of kind of that information, and you probably have an outline you're working with, which is great. I don't know if we're there at the point yet, but kind of giving us some ideas of, hey, peppermint oil could be used or has been shown to help this, or this oil, or that coconut oil, or this oil, or things like that, that we could give us some tips on maybe some ailments some folks are having, or maybe
of
some
course.
Uses for some of these oils.
Well, of course, I could talk for like days about that because I, you know, I didn't start out trying to use essential oils for everything, but I kind of found that once I used it for one thing, it was so effective. And again, you can look up those studies. It was so effective that I actually kind of ended up using it for the next thing. So like I said, now I don't buy any cleaners in my home. I make them all myself, which is great because when I run out, I don't have to go to the store. I just make them myself. I know what's in them. A lot of personal care products, like we're talking about deodorant, different things like that. I now, again, toothpaste, we make that ourselves using different, obviously, more natural ingredients and essential oils. And then physical, you're right, ailments. I haven't taken ibuprofen in months because actually my oils are more effective. I've been a lifelong migraine sufferer. And tried all sorts of different pharmaceuticals, went to the doctor and paid my copay and got a big bag of medicine to take home and try. And, you know, however many hundreds of dollars later, I would still get these migraines. But one bottle of frankincense has been what's cured me of my migraines. So that's the thing. I get a lot of people who are like, oh, well, you and your voodoo hippie oils, oh, we're not like that. You don't even have to be anti-chemicals or anti-big pharma to use these. There's a lot of ways that they're just more effective and actually less expensive than traditional Western medicine. One example, and I know you've got little kids, would be an earache. One of your kids gets an earache. You can't do much but either sit and wait and hope for it to go away, and then maybe at some point you take them to the doctor. You have to pay the copay for the doctor. Maybe the doctor gives you some antibiotics, and you have to pay the copay for the antibiotics. You use the antibiotics. Maybe they work, maybe they don't, because we've seen more studies that antibiotics for ear infections aren't really effective, and of course antibiotics in general are becoming less effective. And then you use that, it maybe takes a week to do something, and then your kid also gets diaper rash or a stomach ache from using the antibiotics. I would, if my child was even starting to get an earache, that's the other thing I love. I don't have to wait for it to get so bad before I do something. If my son was starting to get an earache, I would put a little melaleuca, again, which is tea tree oil, and lavender all around the outside of his ear, you know, in that little kind of hollow behind the ear. You never want to put oils directly in the ear. You can put it on a cotton ball and kind of tuck it in the ear, but you never want to drop it in there again because they're so potent. So to do that for a couple days, that's going to take care of that ear infection, keep it from becoming so painful, and it's going to end up costing me like a dollar. Which I can't argue with that, you know?
Is that, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Caleb just came in and started grabbing everything here on my desk. No, let me have my pen back.
There you go. Speaking
Thank you. Gotta love it. No, like I said, we've got maybe 10 more minutes, but and we can always have you back, and maybe we'll do that. We can do a show, another show, follow-up show on the essential oils during the week, and we can kind of maybe pinpoint some, like you said, you could talk for hours and hours about it, talking about the different specific ones.
Yes,
you know,
as the people in my life know.
Yeah, that's like me. It's like I was in Mobile. We went had a club with their a meeting with their chicken club, and they're like, you know, it's great to be able to come and see if they're on the back porch because he had them last. So sorry about that. Now the wife came in had a question. So maybe there's an essential oils for less stress in your life. And
There is. I've been smelling it right now because I was all nervous about coming on the radio show.
Gotta love it. So we can do that. So, but we got about 10 more minutes. If there's something in your outline that you wanted to share, that because I was jumping all over the place because
no,
you would say
fine.
Something and I would like bing, and so it might have been going bing in someone else's brain out there. So I wanted to ask that. So. Now they're saying I'm breaking up a little bit. Test 1, 2, 3. Maybe you can, a few more suggestions with how we can utilize them, it cooking, adding to our drink, aroma, and maybe some tips on, hey, this one I use for this or this one I use for that.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I would invite anyone if they want to follow my Facebook page.
Okay.
You know, it's facebook.com. It's / Purple Lotus Oils. all one word, Purple Lotus. That's my name in the chat room. And then oils on the end of that. So they're welcome to go there. They could always ask me any individual questions from a message there. But some common uses are headaches. I know a couple of people in the chat room mentioned that. Lavender and peppermint layered together, I like to put on the back of my neck and on my forehead. That is great for just kind of your basic headaches. Again, I add frankincense on my temples if it's more of a migraine headache. That works for me. Sometimes you have to do a little bit of experimentation. You know, people will use one essential oil and say, well, that didn't work. None of them work. Well, really? Because maybe Tylenol doesn't work for every body ache you have. Sometimes you may have to take something different. So sometimes it takes a little bit of experimentation. Sometimes nausea and stomach upset, ginger is great for that. We all know that. Peppermint is great, too. You can even put that on your wrists or kind of, you know, behind your ears if you don't want to smell it directly. You can also use some things. doTERRA has a blend called Digest Zen, which means it makes your digestion zen, but it's got a mixture of all the good tummy stuff in it, like fennel and coriander and peppermint. And you can use that topically on your stomach. You can do it. You can rub it on your lower stomach in a clockwise direction if you have constipation or gas. You can do it counterclockwise if you have diarrhea. You can take it internally if you have heartburn, that kind of thing. It's great. Chest congestion. This is one I see all the time. People pass around the thing where you put Vicks on the kids' feet and put socks on before they go to bed. Vicks Vapor Rub is toxic. Yeah. It's got petroleum products in it. Would you put gasoline on your kids' feet? No. Mm-hmm. So you can use essential oils in that same way. The smell, that wonderful menthol smell you get from Vicks is what's in eucalyptus, things like that. So you can rub that on your kids' feet and put them to bed, and you don't even have to put socks on them because it's absorbed immediately. Clove oil is great for toothaches. You can put it directly on the tooth. You could put it along the jawbone. Melaleuca, again, we talked about that for mites with the chicken, but it's great for head lice prevention with kids. I have a 50-50 vinegar and water mixture in my bathroom that I also add lavender and Melaleuca to, and I use it to clean my bathroom. But guess what? When my kids get out of the bathtub, sometimes I spray it on their heads because the vinegar is great for your hair, and the Melaleuca is great for keeping the head lice away, especially during head lice season during the winter at school.
Awesome. So this is something that, again, because it's so difficult. Mm-hmm. We were telling the doctor this week yesterday. It's so difficult if you've, you know, with kids, especially young kids, if you go and try to find things for them, whether it's for sniffly sneezes or coughing or whatever it may be. And I've seen some that says it won't be labeled for under 2 years old, or it'll say under two, consult your physician for dose. Or some actually, the cough medicines will say 4 years old and up. So we have gone six now. So we've gone down the route ever since Caleb was born 23 months ago by doing the homeopathic. And we started off, like a lot of people, with him. Mm-hmm. Not that he really ever really had colic, I guess, but just a little tummy ache here, a little gas there, what have you, upset tummy, ate too much milk from mommy, whatever, had too many baked beans for supper because he loves those. I think it's called Colic Calm, and it's homeopathic. We get it at, I think, the CVS. It ain't cheap, but, man, we saw the results of that being homeopathic, all natural, and, we were sold on that. Then this past, very recently, last couple of months, maybe it was over Christmas, he had sniffly sneezes, and we said, okay, he's cold. Well, we don't want to give him all this, nasty stuff. So we went back to the CVS, and they had some cold medicine, even for under two, again, homeopathic, all natural, and we gave it to him. And I was very skeptical. I'll admit, I said, the Colicom, I don't know why I was, but the Colicom we saw worked great, and it still does, still using it, still always keep a bottle on hand for that. And then I was very skeptical. I was like, well, I'm probably wasting my $9 here, but whatever, I'm going to try it because all natural and better than this, some of this chemical crap. And we gave it to him as directed, and I was floored and amazed at how well it. I was like, this stuff's actually working.
Yeah.
And even after, I don't know why I thought that after the Colic Calm and preaching, the eating organic things like that, and in the gardens we do here. But I was just, I guess, in that, stage, like every other American, I'm probably wasting my money, but surely it can't work. It's all natural. I got to have, and it worked fabulous. Then we followed that up with I think it's for his cough, again, all natural. It was a honey-based thing, a little remedies or something like that. And for his cough, which, again, worked absolutely wonderful. We know it's all labeled. It's general information not to give anyone, I think, under 1 year old honey. I believe that's the general census.
Yeah.
He is almost two. We're sold on that. So you gave us that one site, Aroma.
Science is the one that has kind of the more scientific studies on things for people when they say, oh, that's hippie voodoo oils. You can kind of point them there and say, sorry, science is actually studying a lot of this, and it's actually more effective than a lot of your traditional Western medicines.
Right. Very, very cool. This is awesome stuff. And I know I'd like to hear more. I'd like to get more information about, hey, different things, because a lot of times it's a lot easier to have you on the show. You can tell us about how to things instead of having to go Google it and look it up, things like that. You can just have your Chicken Whisperer notebook open, and as you're talking, we can jot these things down, use this. The next time we're at your store, we can look and buy these things. Now, I don't have a problem, because we don't have any sponsors that do essential oils that I'm sure of. Specific brand that you like, and I don't have a problem with you sharing that with our listeners if you choose to do so. If you don't want to and just keep it, hey, the very basic, hey, you know, do your research. But I have no problem sharing with the brand that you've found with over the, you know, time of your research, what you find to be the best, maybe the best quality. They can still do their own research, but
sure.
I have no problems with you sharing that brand if you want to do that.
No, absolutely. The brand that I've found, again, that works best for me and my family is called doTERRA. That means gift of the earth. They're all 100% pure. They are grown worldwide where the plant grows best. That was something that was important for me, that they're not force grown in a greenhouse or grown by the side of the road somewhere. They're actually grown in, you know, the lavender's grown in a field in France, and the frankincense comes from Oman. And so that made more sense for me. And again, they're 100% pure. They're able to be taken internally, and they're so effective that actually I don't even have to end up using a lot of it. So I have a bottle that I've had, you know, for a year now that's still more than half full. And they do last, they say, for up to 30 years. So that was a big thing for me when I first got involved in essential oils, was I'm like, oh, am I, you know, I don't want to buy all this stuff and then have it go bad, but I kind of like to know that, ooh, this is going to last for years and years, and, you know, if the zombie apocalypse happens, I've got a stash of oils that I can use, you know, instead of antibiotics, because a lot of that stuff, like I said, already is getting less effective and hard to come by. So it's just peace of mind for me and my family to know I have these quality oils and that I have a stash of them. That keeps growing bigger every time I order more. So, but yeah, people can go to Facebook /Purple Lotus Oils and ask me any specific questions about anything. I'm more than happy to help people.
Awesome. And one last little question. We'll wrap it up with this. Christmas Chick in the chat room says, any oils good for stress relief or anxiety?
Basically, to start, would be lavender. Again, in studies, and you can look this up, lavender's been shown more effective than Prozac in relaxing the central nervous system. So that's the number one to start with. But if people find the smell of peppermint or orange or something relaxing to them, that may work. But and doTERRA has a blend called Serenity, which that tips you off right there what it is. And that's actually what I was smelling before I went on the air with you to calm me down. So that has a lot of lavender in it. So start with lavender.
Very good. All righty. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And like I said, we'll definitely have you back, because this is so cool. You're so knowledgeable. Just everything flows. You obviously know what you're talking about. This is great. And I know I'm interested. I'm sure a lot of our other listeners are interested as well. So we'll look down the pipe for another show for you to come on and, again, kind of cover briefly again about them, but then mainly get into which oils do what things and
how to get
started.
Use for the summer, oils.
That's
for
awesome.
Sunburn and bug control and all that.
Sweet. Gotta love it. Hey, thank you very much for joining us, and
Thanks, Andy.
We'll talk to you next time. Sure. Take care.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Wow, that's great information. That's something that we'll have to start looking into when we're going to stores and things like that, essential oils. I know that Jen at one time was looking for them in Whole Foods, and we were a little sticker shock regarding the price. I mean, it seemed like, remember, Jen, it was like a little vial was like $25 for just a little vial of this stuff, $28. Some of it was $32, $48. Some of it was $9, I guess, based on what kind it was. If it was more readily available or not so fancy, I don't know. But something that we've touched on a little bit, but never really, I guess, followed through with, if you want to say that. So, hey, great show today. Thank you very much for tuning in. Congratulations to Kendra up in Washington State. She won the chicken coop today from mypetchicken.com. How awesome is that? Very, very good stuff. And so we thank you for tuning in. Again, hope you have a wonderful weekend. Remember, no show this coming Monday, but we will have a full show and lineup next week. Tuesday, we've got the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. Wednesday, Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. Thursday, Richard Frudenberger, Back Home Magazine. And Friday the 10th, another fun Friday episode. So thank you very much for tuning in today. And we hope you have a wonderful and blessed weekend. And we'll see you next Tuesday. God bless everybody. Oh,